819 means it's time to take another look at triple team traffic. Three times more eyes on the road. Andy, what's it look like out there?
Well, if you're on northbound 15, you probably ought to call this emergency traffic because I-15 is like a parking lot between Point of the Mountain and 7200 South, and it's all because of a crash right before the 7200 South exit. Again, when the crash happens here, it becomes a nightmare for everybody from Utah County and the south end of the Salt Lake Valley. Redwood Road, a good alternate. State Street's pretty decent alternate. Even the frontage road to about 5th West next to I-15 is better than staying on the main flow, Eric Butler.
The 215 Belt route's now looking better after that earlier accident for westbound traffic on the South Belt. But right now, you do have a little bit of slowing on Bangor Highway approaching 54 South and also between 3500 South and the 201 Highway. Heather?
We have big problems northbound I-15 as you leave 12th Street in Ogden on I-15. There's a multi-vehicle accident that sparked a grass fire up in Marion at Slaterville, and you have at least half a dozen of those cars involved. Now we've got at least 10 emergency vehicles on the scene. We've got a couple of right-hand lanes blocked and the right shoulder, and that's causing delays into Ogden. And then southbound I-15, stop and go from Bountiful all the way to 6 North in Salt Lake, and people there are looking at the remains of a grass fire that happened overnight. Any project is easier when you have the right tools. Get everything from hammer drills to excavators at Diamond Rentals' 12 locations, including their newest store on 12th Street in Ogden, diamondrental.com. Heather Kelly in the KSL Traffic Center.